This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. Here's a word from our sponsor. Thanks to Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And on a personal note, a Hooters calendar girl that has been very good to us and me and my Todd Wright Tour golfers, Ty. She waited on us at our podcast drafts at the Tampa Hooters, and she's come to my golf tournaments, and she generally works the bar for Thursday Night Football at the Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue in Tampa. Ty's got a full swimsuit photo in the 2019 Hooters calendar. Shout out to Ty. Congratulations, Ty. Well-deserved, and thank you for being so nice to me and all of our podcast listeners and all of my Todd Wright Tour players. We'll be coming in to watch Thursday Night Football and say hi. I waited to do this podcast on Friday night for posting on Saturday because of all the injury news and all the questionable tags that might not have been questionable. And I think Patrick Daugherty of Roto World sums it up very, very, very well. So as I record this podcast on Friday night, Patrick Daugherty is a very talented writer. Don't know him personally, but I read him and use him as research for my own fantasy teams. And he does rankings of quarterbacks each week, running backs each week, wide receivers each week, tight ends, etc. As of 6 p.m. Friday, Daugherty acknowledging all the injury news changes today, basically in one paragraph, talked about what he tweaked about his rankings. And I just want to read it to you because I think just this paragraph alone should click with you if you own or are considering starting any of these players. Are you ready? I think it sums it up very good. Patrick Daugherty on Roto World as of 6 p.m. on Friday the 14th. Removed Devontae Freeman. Oh, and of course, my iPad is just rebooting. Patrick Daugherty removed Devontae Freeman, Leonard Fournette, and Darren Sproles. Removed them from the rankings entirely. Added Marlon Mack, Corey Grant, and LeGarrette Blount. So they're at least in the rankings. Moved Tevin Coleman and TJ Yeldon up. That's because Freeman and Fournette at this point are not expected to play. Ticked Rex Burkhead, Jordan Wilkins, and Kerryon Johnson down. I think we can all see why, especially with Burkhead and concussion protocol. Removed Marquise Goodwin and Paul Richardson, not expected to play. Added Dante Pettis, expected to benefit in San Francisco from Goodwin not playing. He got some targets last week in the opener against the Vikings. Also added Devontae Parker. Added DeSean Jackson. Now looks like he's going to play in week 2 against his former team. Moved Marcus Mariota down and added Blaine Gabbert. Latest out of the Titans is that both will play. And I thought Pro Football Talk had a good opinion on this. Seeing through the coach speak, both will play means Mariota will start. And if Mariota isn't effective, Gabbert likely plays and Gabbert may finish the game. If Mariota plays, is effective and healthy, you probably won't see Gabbert at all. So that's what we're looking at. I mean, there are so many questionable tags out there, but those are the significant ones. Like Ben Roethlisberger is on the injury report. He's going to play. That's another one. David Johnson, bad back, going to play. I think right now, you know, when you think about the top guys you've drafted who aren't giving you, who are giving you more anxiety than automatic points, right? You have Le'Veon Bell, then Aaron Rodgers, then Leonard Fournette. David Johnson might get to that point. He might be on a real bad offense. It's one game, but certainly it was a home game against a Redskin team that, right? And not much there. Josh Rosen getting in there at quarterback could change a lot of that. I'm personally waiting for that too. The Sam Bradford move, I did not understand. But anyway, so be careful with those injury designations. Again, I think Patrick Daugherty sums it up pretty well as of Friday night. What are the significant injury designations and what's the domino effect? Again, he removed Devontae Freeman, Leonard Fournette, and Darren Sproles from his rankings. He added Marlon Mack, Corey Grant, and LeGarrette Blount to his rankings. Moved Tevin Coleman and TJ Yeldon up because Freeman and Fournette were moved out. Moved Burkhead, Jordan Wilkins, and who else did he move down? Kerryon Johnson down. Marquise Goodwin out. Paul Richardson out of the rankings. Dante Pettis might be a factor this week. I'll say this about Dante Pettis, and I'm going to play him in daily. I may stack Jimmy G, Dante Pettis, and George Kittle in daily, especially in like a late afternoon bundle of just a few games with the Niners taking on the Lions, because I don't believe in Matt Patricia at all. This is Greg Schiano 2.0. Well, this is the way Bill Belichick did it. This is the way I'm going to do it. And you guys are going to do it this way because I say so, because that's the way it wins in New England. Yeah, Matt, it's not going to work. Not going to work at all. So, Pettis might be also someone that if you got room, all right, and I love guys, people that work waivers, but some of you are picking up too many people on waivers already. After 1 week, like throwing out almost a third of your draft picks. I think that's an overreaction. You want to pick up one guy, go ahead and pick up one guy, maybe two. More than that, you look really desperate. You look like you're already admitting, yeah, I wasn't prepared for the draft. But Dante Pettis is someone that I'm stashing. I may not play him this week, but I want to see what he does. Especially because the Niners have no discernible running game. They clearly have a good quarterback. So Jimmy Garoppolo might just be throwing for 300 plus yards a game. I think Garcon is in decline. Goodwin is already hurt. Kittle's tight end value moves up. Where else is he going to throw the ball? Because all those throws to McKinnon now can't happen. And we've been down this road before with Matt Breida, and throws to him are more talked about than quantitative. Dante Pettis was a high draft pick of theirs. They may have no choice but to get him more involved, and he was after the Goodwin injury last week. So on some of those questionable tags, be careful. They shouldn't give you as much cause for concern. The ones that Patrick Daugherty summed up in that little paragraph right there on Roto World on Friday night, a few hours before I posted this podcast, that's pretty significant right there. Emails. Let me remind you one more time. I do not pick your starting lineup. You want to ask me questions about players? Ask me a question about a player. I got a lot of Derrick Henry questions this week. I'm disappointed too. I may still play him this week. I might. Now, I think that was such a bizarre week one game for the Titans. So let's add up all the factors on why we can't read too much into the Titans' first game. Starting quarterback got hurt. That kind of throws a lot of things off, right? If Aaron Rodgers hadn't come back in Green Bay, we'd be having the same conversation about Davante Adams and Jamal Williams and Jimmy Graham. And actually, we still are going forward because we're not sure how much Aaron Rodgers is going to play. But that's a separate issue. So, Mariota gets hurt. Blaine Gabbert, that isn't someone who's going to catch fire and lead the Titans to the playoffs. No, not happening. The game had three weather delays and took 7 hours. It's almost stupid. I don't like these weather delays anyway. I think the actual area of lightning needs to be cut in at least half. I understand you're trying to keep people safe. You can't have a game go 7 hours. It was also a first-year head coach and first-time, first regular season game, first 60-minute performance for a lot of those guys. Corey Davis did get a little targets. Now, he's one of those guys popped up on the injury report, and you Corey Davis apologists are like, oh, here we go again. Actually, seems like he's fine. I think you'd probably rather have Mariota throwing to him than you would Blaine Gabbert, so you might want to pay attention to that as well. But as far as and Deion Lewis had a good game. He did. He had a good game. Oh, also, game flow. When the Titans are behind, yeah, I think Deion Lewis is going to play. When the Titans are ahead, guess who's going to play? Derrick Henry. Now, there'll be some down and distance situations, some mixing and matching there. But that was such a bizarre first game to draw any conclusions off of. We all know Derrick Henry can run the football. We just saw it at the end of last season. He was a big reason why the Titans came from behind and knocked Andy Reid and the Chiefs out of the playoffs. Nothing changed in the last 9 months. I know they changed coaches. But Derrick Henry suddenly doesn't know how to run the football. There's nothing wrong with him. That's just one example. You can't overreact. Now, if you were like, well, I don't want another 5-carry, 30-yard game from Derrick Henry. They're playing the Texans, Deshaun Watson. Now, there's some Deshaun Watson questions out there. No Will Fuller. Looks like Hopkins is going to be okay, but people are like, well, where are the big numbers? He didn't do it. It was week one. It was against the New England Patriots. The Patriots had how many months to prepare for that and prepared very well? And just to get better on defense in the offseason. So don't overreact. But whether it's Deshaun Watson or Derrick Henry, look, if you've got a better option in your opinion, go ahead and play him in week two. It's your starting lineup. Don't cut him. Yeah, I've been getting some of those questions. Well, should I just get rid of him? Come on. 1 week. Don't overreact. Don't overreact in trades. Don't overreact on waivers. If you want to make one change to your starting lineup this week because you don't want to be disappointed 2 weeks in a row on a particular player, that's fine. And then if they go out and they do produce, then evaluate based on the matchup, based on how the guy who replaced him did, whether you put him back in week three. Relax a little bit. Remember, this is supposed to be fun. I have fun with it. In one of my leagues, I won by like 50 and the game was over by 4 o'clock on Sunday. In my other league, I never had a chance. I knew I was going to lose all weekend long and nothing changed. And everything could turn around this week. One way or the other, for me and for you. I'm happy to help you on the email. Just do not ask me to pick your starting lineup. Don't tell me, here are my blank running backs, pick one. No, I'm not going to do that. If we can't have an intelligent conversation about a player and I give you information and you make up your own mind, well, then we can't communicate. And I'm sorry, you cannot use my services. But I do not pick your starting lineups. Do not ask me to. If you are stuck between one running back and another running back, talk to me about that first running back. Tell me why you feel the way you do and say, do you agree? And then in the next sentence say, there's this running back. Do you think, what do you think of him? And do you like him going forward? That way I'm not picking your starting lineups. There's different ways to rephrase it. And we just talk about players and their impact, whether it's a weekly thing or long term. So, a lot of overreaction out of the first week of fantasy football. I guess that's to be expected. We miss football, and now we have it, and you want to win in fantasy, and you thought you had a good draft, and a few guys didn't work out, or they're hurt, or you drafted Le'Veon Bell, or you didn't play James Conner last week, or you have Devontae Adams, and you're not sure about the Aaron Rodgers injury, or you need Leonard Fournette to be your RB1, and now you can't count on him. You're going to deal with some of these things as the season goes on. If you have a deep roster, you can deal with these things. I'm there to help you. Just don't ask me to pick your starters. Okay. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Hope you had AJ Green the other night. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. After the first one, we all saw the second one coming and the third one coming. Well, except the Ravens' defensive coordinators and their defensive backs. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Hooters with 12 locations of the original Hooters brand in the greater Tampa Bay area. Hooters, always a fun place to watch football, enjoy cold beer, hot wings, and be waited on by the world-famous Hooters girls. Thanks to Hooters for their season-long sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll come back at you on Monday at some point before the Monday night game. We'll try to get that posted. I don't want to date the podcast, so we might just have to leave out Seattle-Chicago on Monday night. That's the last game for you to earn fantasy points this week after the full slate on Sunday. And we'll get you another podcast recapping the weekend. And again, any specific questions as it relates to your personal rosters, people, you know, you're eyeballing on waivers, someone you picked up on waivers, a disappointing week one start, just be as honest as you can without overreacting and without asking me to pick your starting lineup, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Be patient. Long season. Most of you will make the playoffs. I know it looks bad now if you're a Le'Veon Bell owner or an Aaron Rodgers owner or a Leonard Fournette owner or Devontae Freeman owner. Most of you will actually make the playoffs. It's the way most leagues are structured. At least half or more than, about half the teams make the playoffs. All right? Try to win this week. Don't overreact. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll talk to you again Monday.